Baseball fans and sponsors are like starting lineup sponsored by Brooklyn Fairfield Inn & Suites. Beginning first, our visiting team, the Hudson Valley Renegades. Leading off second baseman number 2, Brooke Regio. Batting second, shortstop number 3, Jared Serna. Hitting third and center field number 1, Jace Avina. Batting fourth, the catcher number 13, Oscar Martinez. Hitting fifth, third baseman number 21, Josh Moylan. Batting sixth, resident hitter number 25, Jared Martin. Batting seventh, batting left field number 10, Christopher Familia. Hitting eighth and first base number 5, Tito Romero. And batting ninth, the right field number 4, Nelson Medina. On the mound, Russ Valley number 34, Baron Stewart. The coaching staff of the Renegades includes the 93 Spencer Medic, number 61 Rich Guarno, number 24 Zach Wasserman, number 22 Derek Woodley, and manager number 12, Nick Ortiz.
Half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, a rare Monday game, the only Monday game of the regular season for the Brooklyn Cyclones, as they welcome the Hudson Valley Renegades, the high-A affiliate of the New York Yankees, to Maimonides Park and Coney Island. Hey, everyone, what's going on? So glad to be back with you alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. The Cyclones most certainly happy to be home. It was a tough week down in Aberdeen for Gilbert Gomez's crew. They dropped 5 of 6 in heartbreaking fashion yesterday in Sunday's series finale. And to make matters worse for Brooklyn, you don't have an off day scheduled on the normal league-wide Monday off day. Not the case. 4th of July this week, scrambling some things around. Cyclones will play 3 here against the Renegades. Then these 3 teams will go up to the Hudson Valley and play Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Hudson Valley's place. But all told, you've got a Brooklyn team that is now just 2-7 since we have flipped the calendar over to half number 2 of the regular season. Yesterday, the latest installment in that, an 11-10 loss for the Cyclones, in which they put up a 4 spot in the top of the ninth, and then Aberdeen, post 19-minute rain delay, Tavian Josenberger played hero and hit a walk-off 3-run home run to seal the deal for the Ironbirds, who again take 5 of 6 from Brooklyn. So a frustrating series, but an opportunity for Brooklyn to sort of wipe the slate clean here, return home, and a return to Maimonides Park, a place where they will not really be all too much in the month of July. I told you the schedule gets a little quirky. You've got the 2 off days following this game set, this 6-game set. No games on Sunday and Monday. Then they go down to Wilmington, and then it's the All-Star break. So it all makes for a little bit of a weird July schedule where you've really only got 12 total home games. Today is game 1 of 12, but Justin, it is safe to say that this is a Cyclones crew that is ready to put last week behind them and focus on the task at hand now against the Renegades.
Yeah, and if you want to look on the positive end of that note, where Brooklyn having no off day from yesterday into today, is you get an immediate chance to put yesterday out of sight and out of mind. And, there are very few things in my career that have left me speechless. That was as close as I've ever come. And Brooklyn, a great opportunity today to get back in the win column, try and get that sour taste out of their mouth and get to do so against an in-state rival in the Hudson Valley Renegades, and get ready to start what should be an exciting week between Brooklyn and Wappingers Falls, not only with all the festivities going on for the 4th of July holiday, but a lot more happening here at the ballpark in the next couple of days.
Yeah, we will certainly keep you posted on all of that throughout the course of the night. Brooklyn did take 4 of 6 from Hudson Valley right here at Maimonides Park earlier on in the season, but most recently when these 2 teams met, it was on the road at Heritage Financial Park up in Hudson Valley, and the Renegades took 4 of 6. That was back really not too long ago. That was mid-June. So this is a Hudson Valley squad that had their way with Brooklyn not too long ago, and now we're ready for another installment of this High A Subway Series, we'll call it. It is a homecoming. Well, we shouldn't really call it a homecoming. It is a home debut for the man hitting second in the Brooklyn lineup tonight. Of course, that none other than Jesus Baez, who joined the team on the road last week down in Aberdeen. Baez went 6-for-21 at the plate, also clubbed his first High A home run. Baez proved everything that he needed to with Single A St. Lucie, and now obviously rewarded with the promotion. So far, he has performed and has really complimented both Knicks, Nick Morabito, Nick LaRusso, very nicely towards the top of this Brooklyn lineup. And tonight, you're in for a real treat because 1-2-3 in that Brooklyn lineup, you've got Morabito, Baez, and LaRusso. But Justin, you were down there in Aberdeen. Initial impressions for you sort of from Baez's game? Obviously, the numbers speak for themselves, but what were some of your overarching takeaways?
No, I mean, he's a pure hitter, true and true, had a base hit in all 5 games played during that series against Aberdeen, including a home run, can play a little bit of everywhere in the infield, second, short, and third. You'll see him at the hot corner tonight, but he's young, he's wiry. He's not the most physically imposing guy you'll see. He's about my height, which may not necessarily always be the most endearing thing for scouts, but with the way he plays the game and still so much room for him to grow, not only physically, but emotionally as a ball player as well. It can be very exciting to see what he does throughout the course of the latter half of this 2024 season. Seen a lot of right-handed hitters have a lot of success at this ballpark, especially with the short porch out and left. And I think Baez, a guy who hits the ball extremely hard. We saw that a lot last week, a lot of triple exit velocity balls coming off of his barrel. But he will definitely be a much-needed addition to this Brooklyn lineup, especially towards the top of the order with Stanley Consuegra now at AA.
Yeah, Consuegra up to Binghamton. Baez hoping to sort of pick up the slack, some of those numbers perhaps that Consuegra leaves behind as he travels to upstate New York. As far as tonight's pitching matchup is concerned, Jonathan Pintaro will take the ball for the Cyclones. Pintaro making his 4th start, 5th overall appearance for Brooklyn. He will oppose a right-hander in Baron Stewart for Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley trying to start this series out on the right foot, and Stewart, someone who has really shown flashes this year, had a 10-strikeout game in just 4 1/3 innings of work against Greensboro a couple of weeks ago, and he's been pitching better as of recently. He's gone 5 innings or more in 5 of his last 7. So this is someone who the Renegades can turn to when they need to get length out of. Stewart did have a brief audition, we'll call it, with AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and pitched very well in that game and has really been on his A game ever since rejoining this Hudson Valley squad since that, we'll call it, filling a spot for AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre when he made his 1 start with them a couple of weeks back. So it is Pintaro and Stewart. We'll give you the full starting lineups on the other side of a short break here. Game 1 of 6, game 1 of 3 at Maimonides Park, but game 1 of 6 between this 6-game set of Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. We'll be right back with the starting lineups on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you,
but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, That makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Oh, Jonathan Pintaro in his Brooklyn debut picked up a save. In his three appearances since then, he has taken the loss in each of them. He is 0-3. Here is the lineup he will try to defeat tonight to earn his first career pro ball win. Ahead of Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, back on the Cyclones pregame show with Justin. My name is Johnny. Here's the 9-4 Hudson Valley, pieced together by their manager Nick Ortiz. Renegades at 5-3. In half number two, they are a game and a half back of division-leading Aberdeen and Greensboro, who sit in a tie for first at 7 wins and 2 losses. For the Renegades at 5-3, here's their 9. Rock Riggio leads off and plays second base. Jared Cerna on the other side of the second base back. He's the shortstop, hitting second. Chase Avina's out in center field. He hits third. Then Omar Martinez, the catcher, cleans up for Hudson Valley. Josh Moylan might be the hottest bat you can find in the South Atlantic League right now. He is at the hot corner, playing third base and batting fifth. Garrett Martin's seen a power surge as of recently. He's the designated hitter, hitting sixth. Christopher Familia out in left, bats seventh, and Kiko Romero, the first baseman in the eight hole. And Nelson Medina rounds things out for Hudson Valley, batting ninth and playing right field. And on the mound for Hudson Valley, it is Baron Stewart. Numbers so far for Stewart this season at the high A level. Again, he did have that one start with AAA where he threw 7 very strong innings. But at the high A level for Stewart, 10 games, all of them starts. 4-2 record, a 4.04. That's his ERA coming into play tonight. He's got 45 strikeouts across 49 innings. Not a huge strikeout pitcher. 22 walks, but he's really kept the ball in the ballpark. He's only surrendered 2 home runs all season. Now for the home Cyclones, 2-7. Brooklyn trying to get off the schneid here in half number two and pick up a couple of victories on their home turf. This lineup, of course, made by Brooklyn manager Gilbert Gomez. Nick Morabito leads off and plays center field. Nick had a nice week down in Aberdeen, went 7-for-20 at the plate, including a 4-hit day yesterday in the loss to the Ironbirds. Jesus Baez making his home debut. He's at the hot corner playing third base and hitting second. Nick LaRusso opposite him over at first, hitting third. Nick only 3-for-18 down in Aberdeen, but did launch a home run in that series. Chris Suero's cooled off a little bit offensively as well. He can really kind of make that case for a lot of these Brooklyn bats over the course of the past week or so, but Suero does clean up and handle catching duties. Wilfredo Lara, the shortstop, hits fifth. Jeffrey De Los Santos, the left fielder, bats sixth. Junior Tillian after him, playing second base tonight. Karell Paz is the right fielder. He hits eighth. And then Kellum Clark, the designated hitter, in the 9 spot. And on the mound tonight for Brooklyn is right-hander Jonathan Pintaro, making his 5th appearance, 4th start. 0-3 record, does have that one save that we told you about. That came back in his debut. 17 innings and change, 16 strikeouts to 9 walks. His whip, a little over 1.5, 1.53. We'll write it down for you one more time. First for Hudson Valley, Riggio, Cerna, Avina, Martinez, Moylan, and Martin. The 3 M's in the middle. Martinez, Moylan, and Martin, 4-5-6. And then Familia, Romero, and Medina, 7-8-9, with Stewart doing the pitching. And for Brooklyn, Morabito, Baez, LaRusso. Those 3 names that a lot of Mets fans and Cyclones fans should be very excited about, and for good reason. Suero, Lara, De Los Santos, the heart. And then that final third, it is Tillian, Paz, and Clark rounding it out. And on the bump for Brooklyn, Jonathan Pintaro, making his 4th start of the season. All right, it is just about that time. Getting ready to start a new series. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on a Monday night, what has turned into just a gorgeous Monday night. Almost feels like a real autumnal feel in the air today. Not too hot. You wouldn't guess it was the first day of July, but it is, and we are ready to bring some baseball your way from Coney Island. All right, we'll step aside. When we come back, Justin Rock will have you for first pitch of Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
vibed.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. We're spirit in this bottle.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Maimonides Park in gorgeous Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York. And game one of this six-game series as the Hudson Valley Renegades, the New York Yankees High A affiliate, come to town for a home-and-home series against your Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets, alongside Johnny Gaudemowitz. I'm Justin Rock, so glad to have you with us here on this evening Brooklyn trying to get back in the win column. It has been a tough couple of contests for Brooklyn. I have lost 15 of their last 20 games coming into play here today, but no better time than the present to turn things around. Jonathan Pintaro on the mound for Brooklyn here today. You look at the numbers for Pintaro so far this season, making his fifth appearance, fourth start, 0-3 record, a 4.58 ERA, 18 hits, 17 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, 16 strikeouts entering play here on Monday. Only Monday game of the regular season for Brooklyn. Quick run through the Hudson Valley lineup for those of you that missed it with Johnny. Pre-game, you see Rock Reggio there. Jared Cerna will follow him. Jay Savina, Omar Martinez, the two after that. Josh Boylan, Garrett Martin, Christopher Familia, Kiko Romero, and Nelson Medina will round out a Renegade starting nine here on Tuesday. Chris Suero and Rock Reggio sharing a moment as Reggio gets into the box. Suero gets ready to catch, and what could the umpires possibly be discussing halfway between first base and home plate before a single pitch has been thrown in this series? Johnny, any thoughts?
No clue. Your guess is as good as mine. Maybe where they're going to dinner tonight? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe putting in some early thoughts as to who might win the hot dog eating contest behind the left field wall on Thursday night. I don't know. But they're back to their posts, and we're ready for baseball. Pintaro ready. Reggio ready. Our first pitch of the week. Swing and a miss. Good slider down and in. And we're underway at 7:06 Eastern Time. Pintaro working from the third base side of the rubber of the 0-1. And Reggio takes a strike at the knees. It's quickly 0-2. Numbers for Reggio so far this year. Hitting .225, 5 homers, 21 RBIs. Has reached an 18 straight games since the 7th of June. The 0-2 coming. And this pulled on the ground foul up the first baseline. It remains at no balls and two strikes. But a beautiful day here on Coney Island right now, according to AccuWeather, 79 degrees. Real feel at 79 as well, about 77 in the shade. Not a ton of breeze. American flag out in center. I'm blowing a little bit out towards right. The 0-2 again. High in the count, 1-2. Our umpiring crew here today behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, Shane Sullivan. Justin Hopkins on the bases. The 1-2 from Pintaro. And a fastball up and away at 94. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pintaro unable to escape the third inning last Tuesday against Aberdeen. Gave up 3 runs on 2 hits. His command was his biggest issue. A 2-2. A bit outside, a full count. Good spot. But doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire. But walked 4 in that game. That was a season high for Pintaro. Struck out 3. He's taken out due to pitch count through too many. 30-plus in the third inning, and thus Brooklyn went to the bullpen. So 3-2 the count on the leadoff man, Reggio. The payoff pitch is a ground ball up the middle, fielded behind second by Lara. Low throw, and LaRusso can't handle it. And Rock Reggio is on with an error to start the series, and after Brooklyn made 4 yesterday, not the way they were hoping to start this Monday.
And it just becomes all the more frustrating for Pintaro, who did a nice job bearing down in that at-bat. You mentioned those walks last time out, Justin. Yeah, that 4 against Aberdeen. Prior to that, hadn't walked more than 2 in any outing. It was very uncharacteristic, to say the least.
It was the most walks he'd allowed in a pro start dating back to his time an independent ball as his first pitch to Jared Cerna taken for a called strike 1. That'll be a throwing error on Wilfredo Lara. That play seemingly in trouble from the get-go. Looked like Lara was having some trouble getting it out of his glove. The 0-1. And a swing and a miss. And again, Pintaro ahead of the count. No balls and two strikes. Serna, 1-for-4. Rather, 0-for-4 in his last game on Saturday. Hitting at .261, 12 homers and 52 RBI. Righty batter with an open stance. The 0-2 pitch, and Serna fouls it straight back. Serna among the league leaders in several offensive categories, second in the league in extra base hits, tied for second in RBI and total bases. One of the Yankees' top 20 prospects, according to Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. Another 0-2. And Serna takes inside, a ball and two strikes. Pintaro, 6'2", 235 pounds, 26 years old from Pelham, Alabama. Signed by the Mets as a minor league free agent back on June the 3rd. Had his contract purchased from the Glacier Range Riders in the Pioneer League as this outside nice diving play by Suero to his right to save a wild pitch in the count 2-2. Now Pintaro out of Shorter University in Rome, Georgia. Four-seam, two-seam fastballs, a cutter, sweeper, and a change. Reggio leads off first. Now the 2-2. And that sweeps down and away, a full count. So Pintaro's jumped ahead of the first two batters, 0-2. But in each of the first two plate appearances, Hudson Valley's been able to work it back full. Sun shining here on Coney Island. Shadows creeping in from third and behind the plate. But the entire outfield, for the most part, bathed in sunlight. Shadows around home. Pintaro still in the sunshine. The 3-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Got him. High fastball at 94. And Pintaro picks up his strikeout for the first out of the ballgame. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. So one on, one out for Jay Savina. Doubled and homered for Hudson Valley on Saturday. They had their game rained out yesterday. As Savina takes a call and strike, it's 0-1. They won't make up that game against Wilmington until August. Avina, though, hitting .289, 8 homers, 40 RBI. Been on a tear as of late, an 8-game hitting streak. 13-4 his last 29. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Looked like the changeup that time for Pintaro. And it's 0-2. Left to right in the outfield behind Jonathan today, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Nick Morabito, and Karel Paz. Third to first around the infield, Jesus Baez, Wilfredo Lara, Junior Tillian and Nick LaRusso with Chris Suero, the catcher, behind the plate. The 0-2 in the dirt. A ball and two strikes. Even though it's a Monday here on Coney Island, it's got a weekend feel. And that's in large part because there is music blaring in from outside Maimonides Park. One, two. High, it's 2-2. That's usually a Saturday feature. But with this being a holiday week, the holiday festivities getting started here on this Monday.
School's out for summer.
And Alice Cooper nowhere in sight. The 2-2, and he got him. Struck him out with a cutter. Foul tip into the glove of Suero. Back-to-back strikeouts for Pintaro after the error. And two out in the first for Omar Martinez. Nice job by Pintaro. You mentioned him bearing down after nearly losing the leadoff batter. He's really bared down as well after the error, too.
Particularly because the strikeout's usually not something he heavily relies upon.
Throw over to first, almost a little bit wild. LaRusso had to reach over the base runner to reeled that one in. Mauricio able to dive back. Martinez, lefty batter. was 0 for 2 with a couple of walks on Saturday, hitting 239 on the year. And the righty's first pitch, a swing and a miss. Changed it up on him in the count 0-1. Martinez, 8 homers, 24 RBIs. Entering play today, 6th in the league in walks, 7th in on-base percentage. The 0-1 runner goes, pitch outside, and Suero lost it on the transfer. Reggio not the cleanest head-first slide into second base. His helmet all discontorted. But Reggio is stolen back. And Hudson Valley, a man in scoring position with two out. Reggio is 10th stolen base. Now a duck on the pond for Martinez. The 1-1. And this fouled off the end of the bat to the left. Now all the way on top of the Optimum rooftop. And it's a ball and two strikes. Martinez has really taken over the full-time catcher job here in Hudson Valley with Rafael Flores, Jesus Rodriguez, the two he had shared the time with behind the plate to start the season now up at Double-A Somerset. The 1-2 pitch. Inside, and the count 2-2.
And this is where those strikeouts, not that you don't want them if you're Pintaro, but might come back to haunt them a little bit. That pitch count slowly but surely elevated. This next one will be 24 for Jonathan.
Julian Smith's up in the bullpen just in case. The 2-2 pitch. Just a bit inside. And the count full. Good pitch there from Pintaro, but doesn't get the call. And all the more important for Pintaro to get through this inning and try and provide length because, as you mentioned at the start, no off day this week. This is the longest stretch of the season for Brooklyn without a day off. Runner breaks for third, the 3-2, and there he got him. Struck him out on the changeup, down and away. Pintaro works around the leadoff error to strike out 3 in the first. No runs, no hits, one error, and one man left. At the end of a half an inning, it's Hudson Valley nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Baron Stewart, the right-hander on the mound for Hudson Valley tonight. Taking the mound for Hudson Valley, facing this Brooklyn lineup. Quick run through for those of you that missed it. Pre-game, Morabito, Baez, LaRusso at the top, Suero, Lara, Jeffrey De Los Santos, the heart, with Tillian Paz and Clark rounding out the order. But Baron Stewart on the mound today. 6'4", 209 pounds, 24 years old, from Stewart, Florida. Undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees a couple of years ago out of the University of Pittsburgh. Nick Morabito to lead things off against him at a big family contingent out at the ball game on Saturday in Aberdeen. About an hour, 15 minutes or so away from his childhood home in McLean, Virginia. First pitch he sees tonight is a strike from Stewart at 89. And the count 0-1. Numbers for Stewart so far this year, making his 12th start overall. 5-2, a 3.7 ERA between high A and triple A. The 0-1, down and away, it's a ball and a strike. 47 hits, 56 innings, 26 walks, 47 strikeouts for Stewart entering the night. Righty at the belt, the 1-1. And a strike on the outside corner at 89. And the count 1-2. Stewart, no decision in his last start. That was a week ago today or a week ago tomorrow against Wilmington. Walked a season-high tying four, gave up just two runs on five hits in four and a third innings. 1-2 to Morabito, and a foul ball off the catcher. It remains a ball and two strikes. Stewart, prior to that last outing, had struck out 18 in his previous 10 in the third innings, dating back to his start against Brooklyn on June the 12th. 1-2. Morabito sharply hit on the ground is short. Gobbled up there by Cerna. And he'll make the play on to first for the first out of the ball game. And now coming to the plate for the first time at Maimonides Park, it's the 19-year-old Jesus Baez. First Cyclone to be born in the year 2005 or later. Went 6-for-21 in his first series with Brooklyn last week. Two doubles, a homer, and an RBI. Righty batter with an open stance, and he takes down and away for ball one. Defensively behind Stewart tonight, left to right of the outfield, Christopher Familia, Jay Savina, and Nelson Medina. 1-0. And Baez takes down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Third to first around the infield. Josh Moylan, Jared Cerna, Rock Reggio, and Kiko Romero. With Omar Martinez, the catcher, behind the plate. A 2-0. And Baez takes low. Three balls, no strikes. Baez, prior to joining Brooklyn, was hitting .262 at single-A St. Lucie, 10 homers, 39 RBIs. Was leading the league in total bases, was second in hits and homers. And he takes in the dirt, ball four, squirts past Martinez all the way to the backstop. And Jesus Baez reaches base safely in his first Maimonides Park plate appearance. And he's been on base safely in all six games he's played at the high A level. So a good job by Jesus, particularly not being over-anxious in his first home at bat and extending the strike zone. So Brooklyn a man aboard. That'll bring up Nick LaRusso. Nick 1-for-4 yesterday with a walk. Righty deals. And LaRusso takes high for ball one. LaRusso entering play today, hitting at .263, 11 homers and 40 RBI. Leads the team in both homers and ribbies. An 850 OPS on the year. The 1-0, and LaRusso swings away and parachutes one into right field for a base hit. Baez makes the turn at second but holds on there as Medina quickly gets it in. So Nick LaRusso, not the hardest hit ball you'll ever see from him, but he'll pick up a base hit all the same, and the Cyclones with two on and one out.
And you know he'll most certainly take it. We told you off the top of the broadcast, a couple of these Cyclones players real happy to be back home, and look no further than Nick LaRusso, who leads the circuit in home batting average and OPS. There might not be anyone on the roster who's happier than Nick to be back in Brooklyn.
Not only does he lead the league in batting average and OPS at home, but slugging and on-base percentage as well. Brings up Chris Suero, and he takes a strike at the knees and the count 0-1. Suero had a couple of hits on Sunday with an RBI, hitting at .214 with Brooklyn. Four homers, 21 batted in. You hope for Chris that game on Sunday, an inflection point to break out of a slump. Suero takes outside. It's a ball and a strike. Last 13 games, he's just 6-4 his last 46. Prior to that, in the 18 games beforehand, was hitting .328 with an OPS over 1,000. But he's another guy that has loved hitting at home, has struggled a bit out on the road. The 1-1 hit in the air down the left field line. But this one will get into the Renegade bullpen if it didn't hit off the top of that net stanchion. And the count of ball and two strikes. Suero on the road coming into play today is hitting just .174. At home, he's 13 for 45. That's a .289 average. Two on, one out. One and two, the count on Chris Suero, batting in the cleanup spot tonight, and time called by the Brooklyn catcher. Beautiful night here on Coney Island. First three games of this series here at home. Final three will be on the road and then off on Sunday and Monday. Ahead of the series in Wilmington, Roddy deals, and Suero strikes out swinging. Tied him up inside with what looked like the change. And Baron Stewart has his first strikeout for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, Stewart, kind of similar to Pintaro. He's not going to overwhelm you velocity-wise, but you're going to see a lot of pitches in the strike zone, and he'll rely on his defense behind him to make plays. Unfortunately for Pintaro, there was that error in the top of the first that Brooklyn committed. Didn't come back to cost Brooklyn all too much, but Hudson Valley not particularly sharp defensively.
Brings up Wilfredo Lara, and right on cue, the ball gets away from Martinez to the backstop. And Baez will take third to second, LaRusso, and a wild pitch puts runners at second and third with two out. Great opportunity for Brooklyn to take the early lead here today. They did that yesterday, took a 3-0 lead in the top of the first before Aberdeen started the seesaw affair that unfurled. Lara was 0-for-3 yesterday with a couple of walks. 1-0. High in the count, 2-0, had a three-hit game on Saturday. Hitting at .223 on the year, three homers and 21 batted in. .657 OPS, just 20 years old. Stewart's 2-0, and Lara takes a knee-high strike in the count, 2-1. Stewart, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, his four-pitch arsenal. Good speed on the bases as Brooklyn tries to take the lead. The 2-1. Outside corner, a strike. Fans thought it was outside, and they may have a point. And the count 2-2. Lara asks for time to regroup himself. Jeffrey De Los Santos waiting on deck. It'll be a busy week here on Coney Island. Even though it's just three home games. Stewart trying to get out of trouble. The 2-2 in the dirt, and Martinez turns into a hockey goalie. Igor Shesterkin, who makes a nice play to his right to keep it in front. And Baez at third base with a go-ahead run, a full count. So this will be Stewart's 21st pitch here in the first. The payoff delivery. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the changeup away. And a big pair of strikeouts from Baron Stewart to match Jonathan Pintaro. And strand a pair in scoring position in the first. No runs. One hit, two men left. At the end of one, scoreless on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Thank you.
calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the second inning here from Coney Island. Calling all kids. Only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Brooklyn Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by our good friends at Sledge House Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time. Tell us about them. And you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Are you dancing too there, Johnny?
Did you hear OMG in the background by Candelita?
That was my only assumption as to what it was. Is the first pitch of the inning to Josh Moylan in a right center field. And over to his right and making a leaping grab, Karell Paz for the first out of the inning. Don't be fooled by the number 30. We'll have to confirm with Joe Vasile and Jordy Fee Platt to our left. But I'm going to guess that Josh maybe made a boo-boo and forgot his number 21 jersey at home.
Well, with the way he's been swinging the bat recently, it would certainly make sense if that was Moylan. He pounded that baseball to right center.
That and there's no 30 on the roster as the first pitch to Garrett Martin fouled off in the count 0-1. But, yeah, the song OMG by Candelita, most of you know him as Jose Iglesias, Mets infielder. It's not only taken the Mets in New York City by storm, it's become a Major League Baseball-wide thing. Martin takes up an in 1-1. Saw one of the Mets' social media channels cover a lot of the minor leagues, blog website type, sharing different photos across Major League Baseball and players' Instagram stories as this foul towards the parking lot, 1-2. And it's not just the Mets. The Mariners were playing the song at T-Mobile Park earlier today. Someone from the Marlins posted it in their Instagram story. So on and so forth. The 1-2 pitch. High fly ball right side. And LaRusso will watch that get out of play, and the count stays 1-2.
It's definitely catchy. It's got that kind of feel to it, Justin, where once you have it stuck in your head for a couple of minutes, those couple of minutes can quickly turn into stuck in your head for a couple of hours. Next thing you know, you're humming it to yourself day after day.
And I think J.D. Martinez, his old Tigers and now current Mets teammate, was the one that peer pressured him into releasing the song earlier. The 1-2 pitch to Martin outside. And the count 2-2. And what happened at Citi Field on Friday is one of the coolest things I've ever seen at a professional sporting event in my life. I mean, think about that. 2-2 to Martin. At the knees, strike three call. Throws him on the sweeper. Already the fourth strikeout this evening for Jonathan Pintaro. And two out in the second for Christopher Familia.
You buy a ticket, you think you're going to watch a Met game. Lo and behold, you get an unexpected post-game concert as well.
But the reaction from his teammates and the support he has received from his teammates is really breathtaking and just been so cool to watch as Familia takes a strike 0-1, because you don't do that unless you really love the song and you really love the person. And if you're a Mets fan, you have to be so encouraged at the – I know some folks don't like this word being thrown around with clubhouses that low, 1-1, but the culture that is being created in that clubhouse by not only the manager Carlos Mendoza and his staff, but all the players in there as well.
Sure.
The 1-1, low, two balls and a strike. And when all the players who were out there on the first base side filming the performance then raced out towards second base to join in on the party with Jose, or Candelita, I guess he was, with the microphone in hand, can't help but make you smile. That pitch down and in, and the count 3-1. And we said this a lot over the last couple of weeks, but imagine trying it to explain Friday night, because I think Grimace was back that night as well.
Yep.
To a Met fan or just any baseball fan 3 weeks ago. Is that on the outside corner, a full count to Familia?
There's a music video as well now. It is really taken on a life of its own.
Well, I will say some of the most memorable years in my life as a Mets fan as Familia strikes out on the changeup to end the inning. Already 5 Ks for Pintaro tonight. The Mets season has also coincided with a popular song that has been a big rallying point. Who can forget the 2000 Mets with Baja Men and Who Let the Dogs Out? We head to the bottom of the second inning, no score, on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gaudemowitz, I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us on this Monday night. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Like your Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. 678. Due up for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the second inning. Beautiful day here on Coney Island. A couple of stray whitish-gray clouds off towards left and center field, but for the most part, especially when you look off towards the parachute jumping right, just blue sky and pristine blue ocean. Not many white caps you see out there on the beach today. It's a gorgeous day to enjoy the weather and enjoy some baseball, and we're so glad. Whether you're here at the ballpark or tuning in from wherever, we appreciate you making this a part of your day. First pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos swung on and missed. And the count, no balls and a strike. Jeffrey had a two-run double of the first inning yesterday, 1-for-3. Hitting at 226 with Brooklyn, 4 homers, 19 RBI. Was fouled off the hands in the count 0-2. Up towards the optimum rooftop. Jeffrey coming off a great month of June. At 284, an OPS near 850. 2 homers, 8 RBI. Trying to keep it going as the calendar flips to June, the 0-2. And Jeffrey pulls it on the ground at first. Staying down on it is Romero. And he'll take it to the bag himself for the first out of the second inning. Brings up Junior Tillian. 1-for-4 yesterday with a walk and a couple of runs scored, hitting at 229. 3 homers, 20 RBI. But you mentioned Candelita, a popular song now, OMG. I think it was the top song on iTunes on Saturday after it came out as Tillian pops it up behind the plate. Onto the warning track as Martinez reaches back over his head, falling down, holds on for the out. Nicely done by Omar Martinez to record the second out of the inning.
And Justin, I believe we might have a defensive change for Hudson Valley. It looks as if Cole Gabrielson has taken the spot of Jay Savina in center field.
And that is exactly correct. And Avina has been one of the hottest hitters for this Hudson Valley lineup. So try and dig around and find out what we can as Karell Paz has his first at-bat. since his dramatic two-run homer in the ninth inning yesterday. Snapped an 0-for-15 slide at the plate with a multi-hit game yesterday. A homer, two batted in, 16-for-97 at the plate this year, the 1-0. And Paz pulls it foul, 1-1. Three homers, 8 RBI on the year. But, of course, the big news coming out today. The Mets announcing that on Wednesday we'll have a very special guest, not only the Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway to the first 1,500 fans, but Kodai Senga. Of course, the ghost fork will be here as it's pulled on the ground at first. And Romero will take it to the bag to end the inning. But get your tickets now, BrooklynCyclones.com. Kodai Senga going to make a major league rehab start here on Wednesday. Believe it or not, it's going to be his minor league debut here on Coney Island for our 4th of July celebration. We'll pick up that conversation. We come back to the third, scoreless, on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third inning. No word yet as to why Jay Zavina left the ball game. But Cole Gabrielson will slide into the three spot in the order and sliding over to the play-by-play. Here on the top of the third, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, thanks so much, Justin. We got no score. Top three, it is 8-9-1. Due up for Hudson Valley. And the first pitch is a called strike. Nothing and one to Kiko Romero. Jonathan Pintaro, Brooklyn starting pitcher, is back out for inning number three of work for Mr. Pintaro so far tonight. Righty deals an 0-1 home, and it's tapped backward foul to the screen. Nothing and two. So Romero, Medina, then Roccorigio back to the top. Pintaro has only allowed one man to reach so far tonight. And it came on the first batter of the ballgame, Roccorigio, when he reached safely on an error. Hudson Valley still in search of their first base hit so far, hoping to get it here in the top of the third in this scoreless tie. Pintaro ahead, nothing and two. We'll see if he wastes one. Pitch up and in, 91 that time from Pintaro. One ball and two strikes. Yeah, Justin, you mentioned it. Kodai Senga expected to make a major league rehab start with the Cyclones on Wednesday night. Should be a lot of fun. 1-2. On the ground, foul ball, first base way. Stays 1-2. You think about Senga and just the year that he has endured, obviously injured prior to the start of the season, that news coming down during spring training. And then all of a sudden, the question marks of when the return would be. I believe he did throw a couple of bullpens over the course of the past couple of months. 1-2, down and in, 2-2, but a setback sprinkled in there, perhaps pushed that date a little later than most Mets fans would have hoped. But Senga well on his way to rejoining the big league club, 2-2. Called strike, outside corner. Third straight punch out for Jonathan Pintaro. He has six through two and a third. Six of the seven outs he has picked up tonight have come via the K, whether it be forward or backward. He's got two looking, four swinging. And now it is bases empty, one gone for Nelson Medina. Pitch. Medina takes down and away. 1-0.
Yeah, Pintaro did have a couple double-digit strikeout games to start his year in the Pioneer League. So he's a guy who can ratchet up the Ks, and we're seeing it in full display tonight.
1-0. Outside 2-0. Pintaro, since signing with the Mets and reporting to High A Brooklyn, coming into play tonight, 16 strikeouts in 17 innings and change. 2-0 on Medina. Here it comes, and Medina smacks it foul. Right to the screen behind the plate. It's 2-1. Pintaro dialed it up to 93 that time and now prepares himself for a 2-1 delivery. Gorgeous night here on Coney Island. Doesn't feel like summer. 2-1. Called strike two. Outer edge. Two balls, two strikes. More of a autumn, even spring type feel in the air. Not too hot, not too cold. Just very comfortable. 2-2 upcoming from Pintaro. Here's the pitch. And Medina swings and hits it on the ground. Baez at third, charging in. Strong throw over to first. Dug out by LaRusso for out number two. Nice pick by Nick, who committed the error earlier in the first that put Rock Reggio on. And it is Reggio who stands in now, Hudson Valley's only base runner of the night up until this point. Yeah, both starting pitchers, Pintaro and Stewart, didn't necessarily have the quickest first inning either of them will ever throw, but have settled in nicely since. As Reggio takes outside, showed bunt, then pulled back. 1-0 to the lefty swinging second baseman. Reggio has been Hudson Valley's leadoff man, riding that 18-game on-base streak. 1-0 is inside towards the knees, two balls and no strikes. Also has a 6-game hitting streak as well. 7 for 23 during that span. He's already pushed the on-base streak to 19. Does not have a hit so far tonight. 2-0. And Reggio takes a called strike one. 2-1. Off-speed that time from Pintaro. Jonathan working out of the stretch. Comes set at his belt. Gets the sign from Suero. 2-1 home. Wave and a miss. 2-2. Another good breaking ball. Four-seam, two-seam, cutter, sweeper, changeup. Looks like the sweeper that time. That offering had some bite. See what he does here. 2-2. Pitch. Foul tip. Nice job by Reggio to stay alive. Jesus Baez playing well off the third baseline, practically in shortstop territory. What makes it all the more obvious that Baez is outside of his usual spot at third is that he's got very bright neon yellow cleats on. They're hard to miss. Your eyes just naturally gravitate towards them.
They'll go well with the Coney Island Frank uniforms on Wednesday.
Yes, they will. 2-2. Poked foul. Up onto the fourth level.
Does that mean Jesus Baez is going to be rooting for mustard in the hot dog race tonight?
You would think. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, no score. Pitch, a little bit low. And the count now, 3-2. Reggio 1-for-4 with a strikeout for Hudson Valley back on Saturday. Renegades just took 4-of-5 against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, 3-2. Outside, ball four. So for the second time today, Reggio reaches without the benefit of a base hit. He's the only base runner Hudson Valley has had tonight. And Jonathan Pintaro will not have a second straight 1-2-3 frame. Instead, he'll face Jared Cerna with one on and two gone. Cerna steps into the righty batter's box, 0-for-1. He was Pintaro's first strikeout victim. Right-hander has six so far. First pitch, Cerna taps it foul. Nothing and one. Jarrett six for his last 21. Hudson Valley has a nice 1-2 punch atop their batting order with the likes of Riggio and Cerna. Two guys that are a big reason why the Renegades have the third highest OPS in high A. 748 as a team. A one sizzles over for a strike, nothing in two. Now Cerna will need to get defensive. Yeah, Renegades really cruised their way to taking 4 of 5 against Wilmington last week. And yesterday rained out, like you say, Justin. Nick Ortiz's squad gave up only 2.8 runs per game across the five contests they played against the Nationals' high A affiliate. So the pitching is continue to be a strong point in addition to that lineup that we just told you. Has nearly a 750 team OPS. A lot to like for these Renegades. Pizarro ahead 0-2. Here's the pitch. Hit on the ground, foul, third base way. Big bounce off the Renegades dugout. Music continuing to blare in on this Monday.
And interestingly, Julian Smith back up and throwing again in Brooklyn's bullpen.
Pitch count watch for Pintaro. Next will be 61. Before 61, a check on the runner at first, back safely.
He is up over 20 pitches in the inning. That'll get the bullpen going.
Second time already tonight, Pintaro's been over 20 tosses in a singular frame. Here comes that 0-2. Popped up. Behind home plate. Will it stay in the field of play? It won't. It lands about 8 or 9 rows back. And it remains nothing and two. No score, top three, 0-2 pitch, inside, ball one. Cerna tosses the elbow protector out of the batter's circle. You don't see a player ditch a ton of equipment mid at bat, but Cerna just did. And now he prepares himself for a 1-2 delivery from Pintaro. Right-hander fires, hit in the air. Shallow left field, Jeffrey De Los Santos coming in, but the shortstop's got it. Wilfredo Lara, a couple of steps onto the left field turf. So a two-out walk issue to Rock Riggio, but other than that, no harm, no foul for Pizarro in the frame. No runs, no hits, and one left on the walk. Through 2.5, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. No score on this rare Monday game. Thanks for hanging out with us. Brooklyn sets 9-1-2 up to bat in the bottom of the third. First of a abbreviated three-game homestand for the Cyclones. Two teams will travel north to the Hudson Valley region come Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the back half of this series. First pitch to Kellum Clark, called strike on the outer edge. Nothing and one. Barron Stewart, Hudson Valley starting pitcher. Inning number three of work for him tonight. First time he's facing Kellum Clark. A one. And Brooklyn's nine batter takes outside. 1-1. Clark trying to accomplish something he hasn't since June 13th. That's record a base hit. 0 for his last 27. Been a tough go for him over the past couple weeks. 1-1. Clark takes low. Two balls and one strike.
But he has been able to draw some walks during that span. Nine free passes, including four in his last four games.
14 walks in total on the season for the Clones. Awaiting a 2-1 delivery. Here it comes. Clark takes a strike. 2-2. 92 on the gun from Barron Stewart. Infield swings around to the right. 2-2. Clark swings and misses. Strike three. Right through a 92-mile-an-hour heater. And Kellum is down on strikes. Barron Stewart has three punch-outs his first time through the order. And there's one gone as we go back to the top for Nick Morabito. So Stewart has settled in rather nicely. He is retired now six straight after a little bit of a shaky bottom of the first. Base is empty. One gone for Nick Morabito, and the leadoff hitter takes a called strike, nothing and one. Nick at 3-0-2 since joining High A Brooklyn. Pair of home runs, eight ribbies. He's scored 31 runs. A one. Morabito swings and hits a high chopper right to the second baseman Riggio charging in, and he zips it over to first. Two gone. Nice job by Riggio, despite the daunting height that that baseball had. Came in on it, picked it out of thin air, and then quick throw over to Romero at first to retire the speedy Morabito. Playing field is no longer lit by any sunlight at this point. First pitch to Jesus Baez, fouled away, out of play. Nothing and one. Of course, there is still plenty of daylight, but all shadows covering the diamond. Blue skies still overhead. Figures to be that way for almost about another hour or so, just shy of 8 o'clock, maybe a little less than that. A one. Baez takes outside. One ball, one strike. Did you guys get any of those pink skies on the bus ride home yesterday?
They've got some weird skies. I don't know if it was necessarily pink, but there was a lot of orange. Then there was a lot of just weird, ominous, gray, blackish clouds as well. Everyone was staring out the windows in disbelief.
1-1 outside, two balls and a strike to Baez. Felt like one of those days. Maybe we were going to see a rainbow.
And trying to pull it up now, it was just like these orangish pink skies and then just a wall of gray clouds shrouding everything.
2-1 ripped on the ground to short. Cerna lets it come to him and then tosses over to first to retire the side. So a 1-2-3, second straight 1-2-3 inning for Barron Stewart, Hudson Valley starter, who sends this thing to the fourth, still scoreless on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718 507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Oh, so far so good for both Jonathan Pintaro and Barrett Stewart. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley starting pitchers tonight, respectively. We got a pitcher's duel, no score as we go to the top of the fourth. There's only been one base hit so far tonight. It belongs to the Cyclones. A Nick LaRusso single as we go to the top of the fourth. It is 3-4-5. Cole Gabrielson, first pitch swinging on the ground to short. Lara up with it and over to first. One away. Cole Gabrielson, who did not begin this game for Hudson Valley, but came on as a defensive replacement for Jace Avina in center field a couple of frames ago. No word as to why Avina was pulled, but Gabrielson 0-for-1 now in his first plate appearance of the night. That brings up Omar Martinez with the bases empty, one gone. Martinez, a lefty swinger. First pitch from the righty Pintaro in towards the knees, 1-0. Again, Jesus Baez massively shifted to his left in shortstop territory, Brooklyn's third baseman. 1-0, pounded foul, first base way, ball and a strike. None of the other infielders are shaded as dramatically as Baez is at third. Wilfredo Lara at short, Junior Dillian, Nick LaRusso at first. Each of them, a couple of steps to their left, 1-1. Hit on the ground, second base way. Tillian fields it off a couple of hops and tosses over. Two gone. So a couple of ground outs induced by Pintaro here in this top of the fourth, and it is bases empty and two away for Josh Moylan. Told you earlier, tough to be swinging a hotter stick right now than Moylan has been. 13 for his last 31 at the plate. A couple of homers, three doubles over his last eight games. First pitch to him is inside. Ball one. Also riding an eight-game hitting streak. Practically made it a nine-game hitting streak his first time up tonight. If it was not for a very nice play by Karell Paz in right field to quickly get into the alleyway and make a nice grab. 1-0 to Moylan. Takes a strike on the outer edge. It's 1-1. Josh, a former East Carolina Pirates. Went undrafted in 2023. Yanks signed him afterwards. 1-1. Moylan takes a little bit outside. Two balls and one strike. That final collegiate season for Moylan was a good one. 302, a career best, 15 homers and 70 ribbies. 999 OPS in his final campaign. 2-1. Down and in. Three balls and one strike. Also hit 20 doubles that season as well. Kind of had that typical collegiate baseball player path. You get the freshman stardom, a little bit of a sophomore slump, and then that junior year resurgence as he foul tips a 3-1 offering. It's 3-2. But yeah, 221 with six home runs as a sophomore to then that 302 15 homer season as a junior. But somehow slipped through the cracks in the draft. And the Yankees were pleased to grab him after the fact. No score. Bases empty. Two gone. Payoff. Hit in the air. Pretty well hit to left field. Jeffrey De Los Santos moving backward and watches it clang off the fence. Quick relay in, but Moylan in standing with a two-out double. Josh Moylan continues to rake at the dish. Another extra base hit for the infielder in Hudson Valley in business. That's their first hit of the game. They have a runner in scoring position with two away for Garrett Martin.
It looked like Jeffrey De Los Santos had trouble picking up that ball off the bat. Turned around a couple of times before watching it sail off the fence. Good job getting it in quickly, though.
So now here's Garrett Martin up in a big spot. Scoreless game, two gone. And a runner on second base. Pintaro delivers. Inside, ball one. Pintaro trying to avoid what would be his fourth straight defeat. Picked up a save in his first outing with Brooklyn, but since then has been handed the loss in each of his three games. 1-0. Hit foul on the ground, 1-1. You look at Pintaro's game log since joining the Cyclones, you say, okay, kind of two good games, two bad games. Last week on the road against Aberdeen, you could file it under one of the not-so-great ones. 2 2/3, three runs, 1-1. Inside, 2-1. Certainly could have been a heck of a lot worse. But you compare that to the start before right here at home against Jersey Shore. Six innings of two-run ball. But a tough luck defeat. Has faced these Renegades once already. 2-1. Misses badly outside, three balls and one strike. That was up in Wappingers Falls. And what was probably his worst start of the season. Five-plus innings, gave up eight hits that day. Six runs, only three of them earned, though.
And it was a weird start. He really should have thrown 1, 2, 3 innings in each of the first two frames, but a miscue with two out extended the frame and led to a lot of runs.
3-1 called strike, and it's full.
That's why half the runs that day were unearned.
But all things considered, you zoom out, look at the numbers as a whole. For someone who signed late, Pintaro has done his job. Here's a 3-2 payoff. In the dirt, ball four goes all the way to the backstop. That allows Moylan to take third base. So it will be met on the corners with two gone. A two-out rally perhaps mounting here for Hudson Valley after Moylan's double. And then Martin's walk as Moylan takes third on the wild pitch. All told, a big spot here for Christopher Familia. And a rare appearance out of the Brooklyn dugout for the Cyclones pitching coach Dan McKinney to have a word with his starter. We know Pintaro could certainly use the benefit of a Dan McKinney conversations. McKinney really only comes out when he deems it a very worthy situation. You know, this is obviously a very important conversation due to the fact that McKinney's out there to begin with. Well, he picks and chooses his spots.
Especially with a guy like Familia coming up who has immense power. It certainly changed the dichotomy of this game with one swing of the bat.
Familia is just 2 for his last 24 at the plate. Possesses that pop. Does have 4 home runs this season, scattered across 3 levels. McKinney's back in the dugout. Pintaro's towing the third base side of the rubber, and we are just about ready to go. Men on the corners, 2 gone, no score. Here, top 4. First pitch up coming to Familia. Pintaro fires, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Christopher Familia, not a huge fan. But Pintaro gets the call from Shane Sullivan nonetheless. And is ahead, no balls and a strike. 0-1 pitch. Foul tip, 0-2. Well, whatever Dan McKinney said to Jonathan Pintaro so far, it's worked. He's in the driver's seat, no balls, 2 strikes. Here comes an 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2.
What a catch by Suero.
Very nice play by Christopher Suero. Acrobatic play to reach out that left arm and make sure that baseball didn't go to the backstop. One, two from Pintaro, upcoming. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2. Good patience displayed by Familia. A lefty batter with another lefty in Kiko Romero on deck. more tossing going on in Brooklyn's bullpen right now. Here comes a 2-2 from Pintaro. Swing and a miss, strike three. Pintaro pulled the string on another breaking ball and strands a pair. He's got 7 strikeouts through 4 innings. No runs on 1 hit and 2 left. Through 3.5, no score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Nick LaRusso to get it started for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the fourth. No score between the Cyclones and the Renegades. Still only 2 hits in this ballgame. LaRusso's got the only one for the Cyclones. It came in the first. Hudson Valley just got their first hit in the top half of this inning. LaRusso scorches it to short, past the glove of Serna. It rolls into left. Relay in by Familia, and Nick LaRusso aboard with a leadoff single to start this bottom of the fourth. That was a bullet off the bat of Nick, who squared it up nicely. 92 off the bat. Serna had no play, and Brooklyn has their second hit of the night, both of which have come from the former Maryland Terrapin. So one on, nobody out. We'll see if Brooklyn can strike here. In steps Chris Suero with nobody out and LaRusso off of first base. Nick doesn't have a ton of speed per se. Does have 7 steals this year. First pitch to Suero, and Suero hits it on the ground. A slow roller, Serna in, goes to second for 1, dropped on the transfer. They say LaRusso out at second as Reggio rushed it, but he did see the catch all the way through to get the lead runner. No double play for Hudson Valley as Suero reaches safely at first. So Justin Hopkins said that Reggio caught the ball and then just dropped it when he tried to take it out of his glove with that right hand. So it's a runner on first with 1 away for Wilfredo Lara. Darren Stewart has only thrown 2 pitches in this inning. Both of them have been put in play. So is the third. This could be 2. Serna to Reggio for 1. That time the transfer is clean, and it's in time for a 6-4-3 inning ending double play. So Barron Stewart dances his way out of that one as we go to the fifth. Still no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
So get this, Baron Stewart just threw a three-pitch inning in which he allowed two men to reach base. You don't see that very often. We go to the fifth, no score. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. 8-9-1 due up for Hudson Valley here in the top of the fifth inning. And the first pitch to Kiko Romero taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Romero struck out looking in his only at-bat so far today. The 0-1 and a swing and a miss. Fastball up and away in the count 0-2. Pintaro, as you mentioned, Johnny, pitch count is up there. Right around 86 pitches right now. Julian Smith is up again in the Brooklyn bullpen. So you have to imagine Pintaro nearing the end of his rope as the 0-2 fouled off the hands. And it remains at no balls and two strikes. Romero, Medina, Riggio. 8-9-1 due up in the inning. Pintaro been excellent through four innings tonight. The 0-2. And Romero off the end of the bat into center. Morabito came in a few steps, now drifts back. And he'll make the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. Time to get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. This day, 2001, the first Grand Slam in franchise history was hit. Also came in the same game. Brooklyn had their first ever three home run game. As Nelson Medina takes outside 1-0, they were accomplished by two different players. So our question today is, who hit that Grand Slam and who had the three-homer game? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Nelson Medina takes low. Two balls and no strikes. Medina ground out to third in his only at-bat tonight. 2-0 hit off the hands on Baez on the move. Strong, accurate throw for the second out. So two up, two down for Pintaro. His pitch count up over 90 now. And back to the top of the lineup in Rock Riggio. We'll see what Gilbert Gomez and the Cyclones decide here. Do they keep Pintaro out there? Do they make a change as the lineup flips around again? Pintaro will get the ball for at least one more batter. And the first pitch to Riggio lined into right field. And that down in front of Paz for a base hit. So Rock Riggio, who extended his on-base streak to 19 with a walk in his last at-bat, now extends his hitting streak. And the Renegades with one on and two out. 101 miles an hour off the bat of the second baseman. Brings up Jared Serna, 0 for 2 today, a strikeout. And a pop-up to short. They play Serna to pull. Shortstop Lara way in the hole. As Pintaro misses down and away. And the count 1-0. Pintaro did throw 93 pitches in his start against Hudson Valley on June the 12th. This will be his 94th tonight here in the fifth. 1-0. At the knees, a called strike. And the count 1-1. clear skies and sort of a tequila sunrise looking horizon right now. Sort of pink fading into orange, fading into blue. 1-1 off the end of the bat, and with the second baseman Tillian going to cover the bag, unable to get back to his left. Throw from Morabito comes into third, and Reggio goes first to third. So a perfectly executed hit and run by Serna and Reggio. Back-to-back two-out base hits puts runners at the corners in two out. For the center fielder, Cole Gabrielson. This is normally where Jay Savino would have hit. The center fielder in the starting lineup tonight had just one at-bat. Struck out in the first inning and then did not come out defensively for the Renegades in the bottom of the second. Gabrielson grounded out to short on the first pitch he saw tonight. And he takes a called strike from Pintaro. It's 0-1. Smith is ready in the bullpen. With a left-handed batter on deck, you have to imagine this will be the last hitter for Pintaro tonight, for better or worse. This will be his 97th pitch. Runner breaks from first, the 0-1 outside, and again a great backhanded stop by Suero to save a run. But Serna steals second as the count runs even. So for Serna, that's his 10th stolen bag of the year. Renegades with second and third. And two down. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied him up with a fastball in. And the count 1-2. Taro trying to get out of trouble here in the fifth. Reggio at third, Serna at second. A 1-2 off the hands on the ground to second. Fielded on a hop by Tillian. Sidearm throw to first in time. And the side retired. So Hudson Valley threatens, but can't do anything with the trouble. No runs, two hits, two left at the end of four and a half. Still scoreless on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for
And the count stays 0-2 on Jeffrey. But alongside Johnny Gademowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Scoreless game on this Monday night. Hudson Valley, no runs, three hits, no errors. They have left six. And the 0-2 waved out and missed for strike three. So De Los Santos down on strikes to start the fifth. Baron Stewart's fourth strikeout. And there's one down. Brings up Junior Tillian. Fouled out to the catcher in his first at-bat. Brooklyn, no runs, two hits, an error. They have left two tonight. Righty deals. The first pitch to Tillian, taken for a called strike one. Coney Combo's trivia question tonight. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth on this date. 2001, the inaugural Cyclone season, the 0-1. Low and the count 1-1. Which player at the first Grand Slam in franchise history? And which player in the same game recorded the first three homer game in franchise history as Tillian fouls it down the third base line, 1-2. Two different players. Tweet the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know who they are. One of them played in the big leagues, one of them did not. And fitting Bring up that question about the three-homer game with Tillian at the plate. He had the first three-home run game in St. Lucie Mets history back in May of 2022 against the Dunedin Blue Jays. 1-2 pitch outside, two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East. The 2-2 down and away, and the count full. Correll Paz, the right fielder, waiting on deck. The payoff pitch. Foul ball through the legs of Martinez, and the count remains full.
Yeah, control has not been an issue for Barron Stewart tonight, Justin. Didn't walk Jillian there. That would be the first free pass he's allowed. Oh, pardon me, second.
The payoff pitch outside and low, ball four, and Tillian's aboard. So Brooklyn has a one-out base runner. Now bring up Correll Paz. Paz ground out to first in his only trip to the plate tonight. The righty's first pitch hit high in the air right field. Back into his right goes Medina, away back, called off by the center fielder Gabrielson. And back into his left makes the catch for the second out. So two retired. That'll bring up Kellum Clark, who struck out in his only at-bat today. Trying to snap in. 0-for-28 slide at the plate. Does have nine walks, a couple of hit-by-pitches in that span. Tillian leads off first, the righty deals, and Clark takes down and in. And the count 1-0. Taking a look around the South Atlantic League here on this Monday night. Normally a league-wide off day, the 1-0, and Clark can't hold up on a pitch down. And the count even at one. Right now through six, Wilmington a 6-2 lead at home over Jersey Shore. Matt Suggs, Jared McKenzie, Phil Glasser have all hit home runs. As Clark swings and misses, they throw behind the runner at first, but it gets away from Romero, who then trips over the feet of Tillian. So the count 1-2 on Kellum. And nearly an error. The ball didn't get far enough away for Tillian to try and advance. One and two on Clark with the leadoff man Morabito on deck. The righty offers. Off the mitt of Martinez and outside. Rolls in front of the plate. But no advance from Tillian at first in the count 2-2. And elsewhere in the league tonight, Greenville leading Asheville 7-4 in the top of the sixth on the road. Cutter Coffey is 13th home run of the year as Clark gets it off the wrists. This one will make it towards the third base seats. Stays 2-2. Both teams into their bullpen. Bottom of the seventh right now in Hickory. Crawdads and Winston-Salem tied at one. The 2-2. Low in the count full. Bottom of the sixth in Georgia. Bowling Green a 3-1 lead on Rome. First meeting between those two teams that finished 1-2 in the South in the first half. Both teams into their bullpen there as a throwback to first. Tillian retreats safely. He'll be off on the 3-2 with two out. Only other game tonight in Aberdeen. They're through five. Greensboro a 4-1 lead on the Ironbirds. Runner goes the payoff. Pitch outside for ball four. So Kellum Clark extends his on-base streak to five. And Brooklyn with two on and two out in the fifth inning for the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito.
Well, for Clark, Brooklyn in an interesting spot here with two on, two down. One of their better hitters, and Nick Morabito up to bat.
So a great opportunity for Morabito to give Brooklyn the lead. Morabito had a couple of RBI last night, including a run-scoring single in the eighth. Two on, two out. And the first pitch from Stewart off the hands towards first. Underneath the running Paz, they flip to first, and they get Morabito with Stewart over to cover the bag and end the inning. A chaotic play nearly hit off the feet of Kellum Clark running from first to second. Able to avoid that, but Romero sticks with it to get the out with Morabito hustling up the line. No runs, no hits, two left at the end of five. Scoreless on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Yeah, apparently it's both of us, too.
Really?
The only thing I can think of is the board got fucked yesterday from the rain coming into the booth.
Is it audio and MILB or just the radio?
I think it's just the MILB TV audio. I don't know. I really don't. Yeah, like there's no audio on Paz's fly ball. Like 10% of our words are going out.
Huh. Nothing looks different. I'll text them all. New arm in the game for the Cyclones is Julian Smith takes the spot of Jonathan Pizarro. Jeff, his first pitch, low for ball one.
Thank you, Johnny. 4-5 and 6-2 up for Hudson Valley in the inning. Again, we apologize for all the technical difficulties we've had on the TV side of things. As Martinez takes up and in the count, two balls and no strikes. As Martinez takes low and the count now 3-0. Try and continue to work on getting our audio fixed. We apologize for these long stretches without any accompanying audio. As Martinez takes in the dirt for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to start the sixth from Julian Smith. So one on and nobody out for Josh Moylan.
So Pizarro, not the way you want to start if you're Julian Smith, but a real nice start for Jonathan. It was five shutouts, three hit innings, seven strikeouts, two walks.
This pulled on the ground by Moylan down the right field line for a base hit. Going first to third is Martinez. Throw from right field by Paz comes into second. So an inauspicious start for Julian Smith, a four-pitch walk and a single by Moylan. That's his second hit of the ball game. And quickly, the Renegades with runners at the corners and nobody out. Smith, the lefty, 6'4", 210 pounds. 27 years old from Concord, North Carolina. Pitching for the first time since last Thursday against Aberdeen through just two-thirds of an inning. Made just eight pitches, four strikes. Did pick up a strikeout to end the eighth inning. Lefty deals. On the first pitch to Martin, taken up and away for ball one. He hasn't pitched very much since signing with New York on May the 29th and being assigned to Brooklyn. It's just his third appearance since the 21st of June. 1-0 is a call strike at the letters in the count 1-1. Smith originally drafted by the Dodgers in 2018, making his seventh appearance. 1-0 record of 5.4 ERA, four hits in five innings, five walks, three strikeouts. 1-1, high in the count, two balls and a strike. Did not go on appeal, according to the base umpire, Justin Hopkins. Martin has struck out and walked. Hudson Valley trying to strike first in this series. The lefty's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with the off speed. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Martin, an OPS over 1,000 in his last 10 games entering the night. Four homers in that span. Runner goes from first. And Martin pulls it foul to the on-deck circle. Christopher Familia waiting on deck. Temperature in the upper 70s here on Coney Island. Hudson Valley trying to turn up the heat on the Brooklyn bullpen. The 2-2 up and away off the glove of Suero. And not far enough away for Moylan to try and advance the second in the count full. Smith did get up and sit down a bunch in the bullpen throughout the course of Pintaro's start. I wonder if that having any effect on his control right now. The payoff pitch. And Martin dribbles it up to third base line. It stays a foul ball. Martin, undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees last year out of Austin Peay State in Clarkville, Tennessee. Lefty deals, runner breaks from first, and Martin pulls it down the left field line. That is a foul ball. It just missed extra bases down the line. Payoff pitch high for ball four. So the first three have reached against Smith here in the top of the sixth inning. And now Dan McKinney out to talk with the left-hander with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Foul moments ago. This very, very different ball game. Now, Smith's got a sub down and trying to get some outs.
So the bases are loaded and nobody out for Christopher Familia. And the first pitch to him, a swing and a foul tip. And the count, no balls and a strike. Martinez at third, Moylan at second, Martin at first. Nobody out here in the sixth. Is that one high? And the count even, a ball and a strike. No action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, as the Cyclones bring the infield in to try and cut off the lead run at third. The lefty's 1-1. And this pulled on the ground past the diving glove of LaRusso into right field, a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Paz's throw to the plate. Not in time as Moylan comes in to score from second. First to third goes Martin. It's a two-run single for Christopher Familia. And the Renegades take a 2-0 lead in the sixth. So now it's Kiko Romero, who is 0 for 2, has struck out and fly to center. And he fouls one back towards us off the very top of the screen. And the count, no balls and a strike. Romero. Runners at the corners here. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties we've had on the audio side tonight. As Romero swings and misses at a pitch down and in. And the count 0-2 as the Brooklyn bullpen springs back to life down the right field line. Smith sets at the belt. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And Romero sends it back onto the roof. And it remains at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 coming. And Romero fouls another one back behind the dish. I believe that's Jimmy Loper up in the Brooklyn right field bullpen. The 0-2 from Julian. Broken back, ground ball to third. Runner breaks for the plate. Baez throws home, tagged by Suero. And they got him. The home plate umpire never signaled out. But I imagine that is what the call is on the 5-2 fielder's choice. That was bizarre. Did you see the home plate umpire signal out? Very bizarre. The 5-2 fielder's choice is the first out of the sixth inning. Runners at first and second now with one out for Nelson Medina. Lefty deals. And the first pitch to Medina taken for a called strike. And the count 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, and that one outside in the count 1-1. Top of the lineup in Rock Reggio on deck. The lefty's 1-1, and Medina fouls it back onto the roof in the count of ball and two strikes. Thank you. Smith. Up near 30 pitches in the inning. This will be his 26th. The lefty's 1-2. Medina in the air down the right field line. And this one will get out of play. And it remains at no balls and two strikes.
This is not a bullpen that is particularly well rested either, Justin. You had four guys throw yesterday. Granted, one of them was Joshua Familia, who threw only one pitch. But then three back on Saturday. And remember, a off day between series.
Two bullpen arms went up to AA and AAA respectively between the end of yesterday's game and today. Runner breaks for third, and Medina fouls it back. Everyone will retreat to where they came from. It stays 1-2. Yeah, Josh Hetchka sent up to AA Binghamton. Victor Castaneda to AAA Syracuse. So not only Brooklyn shorthanded in the bullpen, two of their more rested arms unavailable, because they're in different locations now.
And after Rover, nobody would have more than one day rest at that point. But obviously Smith, who's throwing now.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase the breaking ball in the dirt. First base occupied. So Medina can't reach. Julian Smith picks up the strikeout. And they're two down now in the top of the sixth inning. First strikeout for Smith. I'll bring up the lefty swinging Rock Riggio. Has been on base all three times today. An error, a walk, and a single. Lefty offers. Riggio takes inside and low in the count 1-0. I have to imagine this will be Smith's final batter of the inning. He's about to make his 30th pitch of the frame. The lefty's 1-0. And Riggio in the air, deep right field. Back goes Paz. It's over his head and up against the wall. This will clear the bases. Familia and Romero score. Riggio stops at second with a two-run double. It's a four-run six for the Renegades, and they take a 4-0 lead.
Fourth time on base for Riggio tonight, but none bigger than that one. Good piece of hitting into the gap. Paz had no chance. And unfortunately for Julian Smith, his day comes to an abrupt close.
Riggio with his 15th double, RBIs 22 and 23, and a four-run six for Hudson Valley. Chases Julian Smith from this ballgame. Jimmy Loper coming on, 4-0 Hudson Valley. Man at second, two out on the Cyclones Radio Network. The only thing I can think of is it's the board.
Yeah. It's none of these guys, right? Do we ever have any of those up?
No.
No, yeah.
Jimmy Loper is the new arm in the game for the Cyclones. Julian Smith goes just two-thirds of an inning already. Four runs on the frame, Justin.
So Loper will try and get out of the inning in the first pitch to Jared Cerna, fouled back, and the count 0-1. Again, we apologize for the audio issues we've had on the TV side of things tonight. Hopefully everything getting situated as quickly as we can. Trying to call a game and figure things out all at the same time. Don't let anyone tell you minor league broadcasters don't multitask, as Jared Cerna takes outside. And the count 1-1. Loper, 6'3", 205 pounds. From Honolulu, Hawaii. 1-1 is a high towering fly ball. This one will get into the seats behind the plate, and the count, a ball and two strikes. Numbers for Loper so far this year. Making his 10th appearance, 0-2, an ERA of 9. Not all with Brooklyn, 21 hits, 14 innings, 9 walks, 13 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, down and away. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loper pitching for the first time since last Tuesday in Aberdeen. They've up 2 runs on 6 hits in 2 1/3 innings. 51 pitches, a season high 37 strikes. So Loper will try and give Brooklyn as much length as he can give. With a shorthanded bullpen tonight, the 2-2, a high pop fly out in a shallow right center field. In his paws, as well as Morabito to his left. Morabito reaches back over his shoulder to make the catch and end the inning. But Hudson Valley scores 4 runs on 3 hits and leave a man on base. We are through 5.5. It's 4-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network. Bottom of the sixth inning. We apologize on the TV side again for the audio issues we have had tonight. We're still trying to work to figure them out, as Jesus Baez takes a strike to start the bottom half of the sixth inning. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 4-0. Opening game of this six-game series. The 0-1 from Stewart is pulled on the ground at third. Staying down on it is Moylan. And he'll throw to first for the opening out of the sixth inning.
That's the second time tonight. Jesus Baez on the ground. The first time around it was triple digits. Needless to say, Baez certainly very strong.
First pitch to Nick LaRusso, fouled off towards us. Ricocheting off our PA booth and back down into the seats in the count of 1-1. Nick LaRusso has both of Brooklyn's hits tonight. Cyclones have not had a base hit since LaRusso's single to lead off the fourth. Aaron is a strike on the outside corner in the count 0-2. Brooklyn's put men on base tonight and have been unable to cash them in. The 0-2 pitch, and LaRusso a high fly ball center field. First step was back, now charging in is Gabrielson. And he'll put it away for the second out. It's got to be distracting for a hitter right now here on Coney Island, especially a right-handed batter, I would imagine. I don't know if you're noticing this, Johnny. Big party going out beyond the left field wall at Luna Park, but there is a flashing strobe light right above the Brooklyn FC signage to the left of dead center field, which can't make it easy to see a pitch out of a right-handed pitcher's arm. Chris Suero takes low in the count 1-0. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Don't think I have. I don't know if it's some sort of conjunction with that music that you mentioned.
1-0. This is a line drive up the middle, but caught by the second baseman Reggio. That was stationed towards the second base back. And Brooklyn goes in order in the sixth. How about Baron Stewart? Just 68 pitches. Through six two-hit shutout innings. We head to the seventh. It's 4-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 4-0. Jimmy Loper back to the mound to take over the play-by-play. Here's Johnny.
Hey, thanks, Justin. Yeah, Loper back out for what will now be his first full inning of work on this Monday night. We got a brand new ball game. Renegades 4, Cyclones nothing. Hudson Valley just put up a 4-spot top of the season.
To right field, that Carell Paz did a nice job to track down. Been a tough out in this Renegade lineup as of late. 1-0. Moylan cuts and misses. 1-1. Josh, at 254 on the season, had a multi-hit day in Hudson Valley's contest back on Saturday. Remember, the Renegades did have off yesterday. 1-1. Into the air to left field. De Los Santos moving backward. Onto the warning track. Stops and makes the catch. So nice job by Jeffrey to track it down, get there in time, and Loper does indeed have that 1-2-3 top half of inning number 7. All right, we've hit stretch time from Maimonides Park. Do the Cyclones have a late inning rally in store? Stay with us. Bottom 7 coming right up.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Five, six, seven, two up for Brooklyn. Bottom seven, Barron Stewart is indeed back out for his seventh inning of work. And his first pitch is a called strike to Wilfredo Lara, 0-1. So Stewart threw seven innings in that lone outing with AAA, 0-1. Lara checks swing and does not go, or rather does go on appeal. So it is nothing and two to Wilfredo. Yeah, so Stewart had that one outing with AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre. 7-1, or rather 7-2 run innings, only one run was earned. But since then, the most he's gone in a game was six. Did go six against the Cyclones, six shutout innings at that, when he surrendered only two hits at home back on June 12th. 1-1 to Lara, laced down the left field line, twisting foul and out of play. So Stewart does indeed work into the seventh inning tonight. 0-2 the count on Wilfredo Lara. Stewart's pitch count has been suppressed all night. It's only at 72. See how much longer the leash is. Nobody throwing for Hudson Valley is an 0-2 high. It is one ball and two strikes. Home crowd trying to get into it here on this Monday. Brooklyn will play three here, then three at Hudson Valley's place back end of the week. 1-2 is outside, two balls and two strikes. Lara so far today, a strikeout and is grounded into a double play. Can he turn the tide here? 2-2. Pitch. Lara swings and pops it up. Left center field. Gabrielson and Familia converge, and it's the center fielder, Gabrielson, who makes the catch for out number one. Nobody has reached for Brooklyn since there was one gone in the fifth. That was when Junior Tillian drew a walk. But Stewart has really done his job tonight, only the two hits allowed. Nick LaRusso has beaten him twice, but it hasn't amounted to anything for either time for Brooklyn. Not enough offense to go around elsewhere. First pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos, found back, 0-1. Jeffrey also 0-2, like many of his teammates tonight, ground out and a strikeout. De Los Santos was 4-17 this past week on the road in Aberdeen. He's at .226 on the year. Righty arm working on the lefty bat, 0-1 home. De Los Santos checks his swing and did not go. One ball and one strike. These two squads right back at it tomorrow. Jonah Tong expected to take the ball for Brooklyn, where he will oppose Sebastian Keane for Hudson Valley. 1-1. De Los Santos taps it backward, foul. 1-2. Then when you get to Wednesday, that's when the fun really begins for Brooklyn. Kodai Senga expected to make a big league rehab start here on Wednesday night. Make sure you get your tickets now. BrooklynCyclones.com, Maimonides Park, the place to be. 1-2 in the dirt. 2-2, if that's not enough. First 1,500 fans take home a Joey Chestnut bobblehead. Hot dog king of Coney Island one day prior to the 4th of July. 2-2 on the way. De Los Santos watches it go by upstairs. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hudson Valley infield shifted a couple of steps to their right, particularly the third baseman, Josh Moylan. 3-2 upcoming to De Los Santos. Here's the pitch. Jeffrey swings and flies it down the left field line. Foul out towards the Renegades bullpen. Mets in action tonight. One of only, I believe, 2 or 3 games across the big leagues tonight. Yeah, 3 games on this Monday. Only 6 teams in action. One of them already final. Houston took down Toronto on the road. Hunter Brown the win. De Los Santos hits this one to right center field. Gabrielson and Medina in the alleyway, and yet again Gabrielson reaches up, make the play. So back-to-back F8s. And Brooklyn has 2 gone here in the bottom of the 7th. So the Astros 3-1 winners over the Blue Jays. Josh Hader is 13th save. And then 2 games in action right now. One of them, the Mets. 3-2 lead on Washington. Bottom 8. Down in our nation's capital. And then the Rockies 2-0 lead on the Brewers. First pitch to Junior Tillian is a strike. 0-1. And you think about the stretch that the Mets just wrapped up. Obviously a month of June to remember. Really the polar opposite of what Met fans have come to expect over the years. 0-1 misses outside, 1-1 New York. Typically over the course of the past couple of seasons and during a little bit of a tougher June, not the case in 2024. But you think about some of the teams they saw during this stretch. As a 1-1 is a called strike on the outer edge, it's 1-2. Talk about the Astros, who maybe started down, but still a tough team out of the American League. Of course, the Yankees, defending champion Rangers, Padres, Cubs in the mix as well. All things considered, you look at the next couple weeks. 1-2 to Tillian. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and things ease up a little bit, perhaps. Mets, of course, getting Washington right now, a team that they are in tight competition with, not only in the division, but for the wild card as well. 2-2 to Tillian. Just a bit outside, 3-2. Mets will travel to Pittsburgh this weekend for what I believe is a 4-game set against the Pirates. Another squad involved in that really crowded what has become a rather murky NL wild card race. Colorado on the horizon, 3-2, Tillian fights it foul. Another series with the Nationals. That pretty much takes you up until the All-Star break. So not only a whole lot of important games out there for New York these next 2 weeks, but a whole lot of real winnable games as well, especially relative to the competition you've had to deal with over the course of the past month. 3-2, Tillian serves it on the ground. Cerna, the shortstop, charging in. Throws, not in time. Tillian was going hard the whole way, and it paid off. And the Cyclones have their 3rd hit of the night. And a 2-out base runner in the form of Tillian with Karel Paz set to come to bat. Yeah, but for the Mets so far tonight, actually fell behind 2-0. We'll see if this is the end of the line for Barron Stewart or nothing more than just a conversation. There is a right-hander warming in Hudson Valley's bullpen. Nick Ortiz has not yet taken the ball from his starting pitcher. So it looks as if, at least for the time being, Stewart will remain out there, perhaps just trying to buy a little bit of time for that right-hander to continue to get loose. As things stand right now, Stewart at 89 pitches. Certainly approaching the territory where you would expect the Renegades to make that change, but not coming quite yet. Yeah, but the Mets falling behind 2-0 in the 3rd. They put up a 3 spot in the top of the 6th. For what it's worth, though, the Nationals did just pull even to tie the game with a run in the home 8th. So 3-3 going to the 9th. That is the scenario down in our nation's capital as things stand right now. As far as this game here on Coney Island, Hudson Valley still in the driver's seat. 4-0 the score. But Brooklyn threatening here. A runner on and two gone with Carell Paz up to bat. Stewart the righty delivers. And misses inside. 1-0 to Paz. Paz 0 for 2 tonight. Ground out and a fly out. Snapped out of an 0 for 12. 1-0. Paz fights it foul. 1-1. Did Paz yesterday. Kellum Clark on deck. Then we go back to the top for Nick Morabito. Nobody throwing in Brooklyn's bullpen, so it appears as if Jimmy Loper will be right back to work. And with a short rest in Cyclones bullpen, hard to blame Gilbert Gomez. Rip and a miss. It's 1-2. You need as much length as you can get right now, not only out of your starters. And Jonathan Pintaro certainly did his job in that regard, 5 shutout innings. But even your relievers as well. Gomi perhaps asking guys just for that extra edge. Reach deep within and give everything they can. 1-2 to Paz. Downstairs 2-2. For a Cyclones bullpen that does not have a lot of guys with ample rest right now. Of course, no off day certainly didn't make that any easier. Will be an interesting situation for Gomi to navigate over the course of the week. 2-2 to Paz. Poked foul out toward Surf Avenue. Won't quite make it that far. Clangs off the rooftop and down into the main seating bowl below. Remains 2-2. Tillian off of first. Tying run still in the dugout for Brooklyn. Work to be done. Only 3 base hits so far tonight. Righty arm working on the lefty bat. 2-2. Paz takes low. 3-2. So if nothing else, Carell really making Baron Stewart work here. Haven't seen many at-bats go this long tonight against the righty arm in Stewart. But Paz gets his money's worth here as he angles that bat off his left shoulder. Home crowd doing everything they can to try to get into it here on this Monday. 3-2, Paz scorches it to right. It dunks in for a base hit. Tillian up 90 feet. He has to park in at second. Played very nicely by Medina in right to rifle it in quickly. But Brooklyn does have numerous base runners now. Trying to mount a 2-out rally here, back-to-back singles. And Kellum Clark up to bat. Have to imagine this will be the end of the line for Stewart. Nobody out of Hudson Valley's dugout yet, but practically everybody looking that way in the Renegades infield to decide how they want to play this here. And now there appears to be a brief moment's hesitation. And now, indeed, Nick Ortiz out of the dugout to make that pitching change. So Baron Stewart, 6 and change shutout so far. Will it stay that way? You'll have to stay with us to find out. Runners on first and second, 2 gone. Cyclones threatening, trailing 4-0 here on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call of the bullpen for Hudson Valley here in the seventh inning. Joel Valdez coming on at two on, two out of the bottom of the seventh. Lefty-lefty matchup for him against Kellum Clark, Johnny.
So a big spot here for Clark with two on, two away. Brooklyn trailing 4-0. It is Junior Tillian on second. Karell Paz 90 feet behind him on first as Clark serves one into shallow right towards no man's land, but Riggio tracks it down and makes the catch to retire the side. Well, aggressive approach by Clark, first pitch swinging. Might have even broken his bat on that flare, but it does not pay off as Brooklyn strands a pair on the bases. No runs on two hits. Two left, we're through seven. 4-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news,
wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Moving right along, we go to the eighth. Once again, apologies for any technical difficulties you might be experiencing as far as the sound is concerned on the TV side of things. From what we're told, everything A-OK over on the radio side on BrooklynCyclones.com. You can always catch us there as well if you're following along on Valley Live or MILB TV. It's 4-0 Hudson Valley. We go to the eighth, and to take us home, with the play-by-play the rest of the way, here's Justin Rock.
Well, hopefully you can hear me as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Brooklyn trying to keep this a four-run game into the bottom half of the frame. Garrett Martin, Christopher Familia, Kiko Romero. First pitch to Garrett Martin, taken down and away. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Martin has struck out and walked twice tonight. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count even at 1-1. Jimmy Loper out for his second full inning of relief. Came on to get out of trouble for Brooklyn in the sixth. A swing and a miss for Martin at a slider away. And the count, 1-2. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 7. Brooklyn, no runs, 4 hits, an error. They have left 6. The 1-2 pitch, a high fly ball, deep left center field, sending Morabito back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Garrett Martin continues his offensive explosion, his 5th home run in the last 11 games. And his 7th of the year gives Hudson Valley a 5-0 lead. So that'll bring up Christopher Familia. 1-for-3 tonight. And a big 2-run single to break up the shutout back in the sixth inning. 107 miles an hour off the bat for Martin. 424 feet is this off the hands on the ground at first. Backhanded by LaRusso. Strong throw to Loper racing over to cover the bag for the out. And there's one away in the top half of the eighth inning. For the first baseman, Kiko Romero, 0 for 3 tonight. Grounded into a fielder's choice in his last at-bat. First pitch to the lefty, swinging Romero in the dirt. And the count 1-0. Series continues tomorrow night, 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll have our weekly meal deal as part of our promotional package as Romero takes low 2-0. $25 gets you either a hot dog, burger, or chicken tenders, plus chips and a soft drink or a beer. All that tomorrow night as this in the air left field. To his right is De Los Santos, and now a step back to his left. Makes the catch. Two down now for Nelson Medina. Jonah Tung on the mound for Brooklyn tomorrow off a 11-strikeout performance last week in Aberdeen. Tied a career-high 2-1 record. A 3.38 ERA. Sebastian Keene will get the ball for Hudson Valley. 6-5, a 4.55 ERA. And the first pitch to Medina fouled away in the count 0-1. Medina takes outside and the count even, a ball and a strike. The 1-1 off the end of the bat, a foul ball up the first base side. The 1-2 pitch from Loper. And Medina sends it straight back. It remains a ball and two strikes. Righty fires. And this one again ticketed towards the first base seats onto the canopy. And the count stays at 1-2. Hudson Valley a run in here in the eighth. They have a 5-0 lead. The righties 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball. And the side retired. But Hudson Valley adds to their lead on the home run by Garrett Martin. We are through 7.5. It is 5-0 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Mm-hmm. Joel Valdez out for his first full inning of relief as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn trailing by five. Final lineup for Hudson Valley starter Baron Stewart. 6 2/3 shutout innings, 4 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks, 96 pitches, 61 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side as the top of the lineup due up for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch from Valdez taken low, and the count 1-0. Morabito 0-3 tonight after a 4-hit game yesterday. The lefties 1-0. At the letters, a called strike in the count 1-1. Only Jonah Tung against Sebastian Keene tomorrow. And then an action-packed Wednesday with Kodai Senga making a rehab start. Cade Morris expected to follow him. 1-1. Morabito pulls it foul, 1-2. Kyle Carr, the Yankees' top pitching prospect on this roster, number 11 farmhand by MLB Pipeline. We'll get the ball for Hudson Valley. 7 o'clock start on Wednesday. 1-2. And Morabito fouls it away. We'll have post-game fireworks. First 1,500 fans getting Joey Chestnut bobblehead. Also have special packages. Rooftop barbecue up on the Optimum rooftop to our left. And also a summer party shirt package. That includes a game ticket. The 1-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. And Morabito down on strikes for the first out of the eighth inning. I'll bring up Jesus Baez, 0-2 with a walk in his Maimonides Park debut. First pitch to Baez taken. A called strike in the count 0-1. Baez walked his first time since then. A ground ball to short and a ground ball to third. This one fouls straight back. And the count 0-2 now on the 19-year-old infielder. Beautiful night on Coney Island. We apologize for the audio issues we've had throughout the course of this ball game, especially on the TV side as time called for Martinez, the catcher, to readjust his knee pads on his left leg. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East, Hudson Valley a 5-0 lead. Brooklyn trying to avoid dropping their third straight game. Trying to avoid dropping their 16th in their last 21. The 0-2, and Baez fouls it off himself. Trying to walk it off, was hobbling a tad outside the lefty batter's box. And the count stays at 0-2. Well, the Mets-Nationals game has gone in extra innings. Skylar Nicholson, the assistant athletic trainer, out to look at Baez, who's still feeling the effects of that foul ball. Gilbert Gomez, the third base coach and manager, down to look at Baez as well. But the Mets that squandered the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning on an error have taken the lead in the top of the 10th on a 3-run J.D. Martinez home run. Give New York a 6-3 lead. Baez continuing to try and walk it out to the left of home plate. A couple of dry swings with Nicholson and Gomez watching along. But fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just once with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Sports, at oasas.ny.gov. The 0-2 from Valdez, and this a high fly ball left field. Out is Serna, in is Familia. Serna pointing at it for Familia. And Christopher will make the catch and straightaway left for the second out. Two down for Nick LaRusso as half of Brooklyn's hits tonight. Two for three with a fly out to center his last time. And again, we got the overdose reversal nasal spray for the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports. Log on to oasas.ny.gov. First pitch to Nick LaRusso is taken high for ball one. Chris Suero, the catcher, waiting on deck. 1-0 pitch. Inside in the count, 2-0. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning, Hudson Valley will have the top of their lineup due up. The lefty is 2-0. And there, a knee-high strike in the count. I thought they called it a strike, but I guess it's low. Three balls and no strikes on LaRusso. Valdez comes home, and that down and in for ball four. So Nick on base for the third time tonight. And that'll bring up the catcher, Chris Suero. Suero 0 for 3, lined out to second in his last at-bat. As time called by the home plate umpire. Righty up and throwing in Hudson Valley's left field bullpen. Valdez at just 13 pitches in the inning. As Suero takes a strike on the outer half, 0-1. Valdez leaning in over his front left leg for the sign. Now the 0-1 outside and the count of ball and a strike. Hudson Valley 4 in the 6th, 1 in the 8th. Take a 5-0 lead. Lefties 1-1, and Suero down the right field line, but this one will get into the seats. And the count of ball and two strikes. And it has been a tough stretch for Brooklyn offensively. You look back to the last home series against Jersey Shore and held to three runs or fewer. Five times in that series. And four times last week in Aberdeen. Trying to avoid making it 10 out of 13 tonight. 1-2. And Suero swinging a foul tip into the glove of Martinez for strike three. So Brooklyn gets a two-out base runner. But can't cash him in. No runs, no hits. One man left at the end of eight. It's 5-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Jimmy Loper back to the mound as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Top of the lineup due up for Hudson Valley. Reggio, Serna, and Gabrielson, the three scheduled to bat. Reggio been on base all four times tonight, had a two-run double. And his last at-bat made it a 4-0 game at the time. As Reggio takes inside for ball one. More good news in Mets land. RBI triple for Francisco Alvarez makes it a 7-3 lead. As Reggio takes inside in the count 2-0. Count out 3-1 on Reggio. That's outside for ball four. So Reggio on base for the fifth time tonight. Second time he's worked a walk. And Hudson Valley with the leadoff man aboard to start the ninth inning. First pitch to Serna, taken at the letters for a call. Strike in the count 0-1. Serna 1-for-4 tonight. Does have a base hit. That came back in the fifth inning. Flied out to center. And his only turn, his last trip to the plate. The 0-1 down and away in the count, even a ball and a strike. Wind picking up, blowing in a tad from center field, towards the first base line as well. Loper is 1-1, and Serna dribbles it to the right of the batter's box. And stays foul in the count 1-2. Looking around the South Atlantic League tonight. This one of two games still in progress. Everything else has gone final. Wilmington beat Jersey Shore 7-3. Greenville over Asheville on the road 10-6. Is this a grounder over the mound towards second? Stepping on second is Tillian. And the low throw to first, backhanded by LaRusso to complete the 4-3 double play. So the leadoff walk erased. Base is empty and two out here in the ninth.
Yeah, Justin, it won't go down as anything crazy in the box score, but Jimmy Loper is doing what he needs to right now as far as giving Brooklyn that length that we alluded to earlier, just buying an extra day for the rest of those arms to prepare themselves for the remainder of the series.
And Cole Gabrielson fouls it to the parking lot 0-1. And Brooklyn only had two pitchers available today that would not be going on one or fewer days of rest. And that is Smith and Loper, the two men asked to try and get Brooklyn through nine in relief of Jonathan Pintaro tonight. As Gabrielson takes down and away in the count 1-1. It's where the departure of Hechka and Castaneda really hurt. Is this in the air left center field? In and to his left is De Los Santos, and cutting front of Morabito makes the catch to end the inning. So Hudson Valley gets a leadoff walk, but a double play brings the minimum to the plate. No runs, no hits. Nobody left. To the bottom of the ninth we go. 5-0 Hudson Valley from Coney Island. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a post-game drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Line final for Joel Valdez as Hudson Valley brings on one more arm to try to slam the door shut here on this Monday. It is Cole Ayers who comes on in a 5-0 game in favor of the Renegades. Final line for Valdez, inning in a third, no runs, no hits, one walk, two strikeouts, and now Ayers is tasked with facing Laura De Los Santos and Tillian. Brooklyn needing 5 to tie and 6 to walk it off here, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Arizona to try and get the final 3 outs tonight for Hudson Valley. We'll face off against 5, 6, and 7 in the Brooklyn lineup. Cyclones trying to break up the shutout. First pitch chopped on the ground at third. Moylan fields and throws to first. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the ninth. I'll bring up Jeffrey De Los Santos 0-for-3. Ayers making his 27th appearance, 2-3. 2.57 ERA, does have 3 saves. Not a save opportunity here. 32 hits in 42 innings. That outside 1-0. 15 walks, 51 strikeouts for Ayers. They were an inning and 2/3 scoreless against Wilmington on Thursday night. 1-0, taken at the letters and the count of ball and a strike. Ayers, former 16th round pick of the Yankees, out of junior college ball in 2021. As Jeffrey takes low and the count, 2 balls and a strike. Righties 2-1. And that low, 3 balls and a strike on Jeffrey. Ayers from the first base side of the mound. The 3-1 pitch on the inside corner. De Los Santos thought he had ball 4. But he'll stay in the box with a 3-2 count. Jeffrey yet to reach base tonight. 0-for-3. Ground out to first. A strikeout and a fly out to center. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the breaking ball. And the Cyclones down to their final out on this Monday evening. So that'll bring up Junior Tillian, trying to keep this game alive, has reached base twice. In each of his last 2 trips, a walk and an infield base hit. It's also popped up to the catcher. First pitch to Junior on the outside corner, 0-1. Tillian trying to start a 2-out rally here for Brooklyn, trailing by 5. The 0-1, and that bounces off the plate. Check swing did not go on appeal, says Hopkins. And the count even at 1. Brooklyn trying to avoid being shut out again tonight. And for the 10th time this season, Tillian takes low in the count 2-1. set at the belt. Here comes the 2-1. And Tillian chases a dirt ball. Breaking pitch from Ayers, and the Cyclones down to their final strike. Thank you for sticking with us on this Monday night. We apologize for all the audio issues we've endured throughout this ball game. Hopefully that will not be an issue tomorrow and certainly not on Wednesday. The 2-2 coming. And Tillian, a high fly ball to right. Towards the line goes Medina. He'll make the catch, and this ball game is over. Cyclones shut out for the 10th time this season. As the Hudson Valley Renegades take the opening game of this six-game series, your final score, the Hudson Valley Renegades 5, and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. Hudson Valley takes the opener. Brooklyn's dropped three straight. 5-0 our final here from Coney Island.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Back here on Coney Island, a tough one tonight as Hudson Valley shuts out Brooklyn by a final of 5-0. Brooklyn with the loss, dropping to 2-8 in the half. 35-41 on the year. Season low, 6 games under 500 overall. Hudson Valley with the win, proving to 6-3 in the second half. 39-35 on the year as we take you through the game that was here on this Thursday night, or Monday night. I don't know what day of the week it is anymore. But it was a scoreless game between these two sides through the first half of this ball game. Jonathan Pintaro and Baron Stewart went back and forth trading zeros. But it was after Pintaro departed the game to start the sixth inning that things went awry for Brooklyn. Pintaro, 99 pitches through 5 innings of 3-hit shutout ball, struck out 7. But Julian Smith ran into trouble coming on for him in the top of the sixth. Walked the leadoff man Omar Martinez. Josh Moylan's single moved him from first to third, and after a Garrett Martin walk loaded the bases, Christopher Familia singled through a drawn-in infield to bring in two and give Hudson Valley a 2-0 lead. After a fielder's choice erased it, a runner at the plate, Nelson Medina struck out, but Rock Reggio then cleared the bases with a two-run double in a right center field to give Hudson Valley a 4-0 lead. Garrett Martin would add a home run to lead off the top of the eighth against Jimmy Loper, as Hudson Valley wins tonight by a final of 5-0. Win goes to Baron Stewart. He's now 5-2 in the South Atlantic League this year. 6 2/3 innings, no runs, 4 hits. 3 walks, struck out 4. The loss to Julian Smith. He drops to 1-1. Goes 2/3 of an inning, allows 4 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Final line score tonight, Hudson Valley, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 7. Brooklyn, no runs, 4 hits, an error. They left 7 as well. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,513 here at Maimonides Park. And with a look around the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off on this Monday, here's Johnny.
All right, Justin. Yeah, only one game still going on across the circuit. It's about to end. Greensboro and Asheville in the bottom of the ninth, 8-5 Grasshoppers lead. And the Ironbirds are down to their final out. They do have a runner on second, but they do still trail by 3. So Grasshoppers appear to be well on their way to a road victory, opening up that series against Aberdeen. Everything else final, Greenville 10-6 winners against Asheville on the road, and the drive had 15 hits in that game. 10 runs on 15 hits for the Red Sox affiliate as they defeat the Tourists 10-6. Down south, Hickory defends their home field. They defeat Winston-Salem. That one went 11 innings, but a 3-2 win in extras for the Crawdads over the Dash. And then the only other game tonight in the South Atlantic League, the Hot Rods taking down the Rome Emperors. Bowling Green, 4-1 winners on the road in that contest. As far as your Mets affiliate scoreboard for you on this Monday, we will give you a check of that as well before we say so long. AAA Syracuse lost at home at NBT Bank Stadium to AAA Worcester. It was a 5-3 Woo Sox win over the Syracuse Mets. Congrats in order to Jordan Gieber, who was recently promoted to AAA. But a rude introduction for Giebs to AAA. He did take the loss for Syracuse in that one. AA Binghamton, they lost as well, 6-1 at home to Hartford. So the Yard Goats taking down the Rumble Ponies. Tyler Stewart, former Cyclone, was tagged with the loss in that one. Stu's record now drops to 2-7 in 2024. St. Lucie also falling tonight as Daytona, the Tortugas, Reds affiliate, defeated the St. Lucie Mets 5-3. So all full season Mets affiliates falling today. AAA Syracuse, AA Binghamton, High A Brooklyn, of course, and Single A St. Lucie. Complex League, FCL Mets also fell. They were shut out at the hands of the FCL Marlins 6-0. Dominican Summer League Mets Orange fell to the DSL Rangers Red Team 3-1. And the Dominican Summer League Mets Blue Squad also fell to DSL Colorado 9-4. So how about that? Not a single minor league affiliate, full season or not, walked away with a victory, unfortunately, tonight for New York. The good news, though, to offset it, is that the big league club does lead 9-6. Nationals down to their final out. They do have a runner on second with two gone in the bottom of the 10th, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Brooklyn will try and return to the win column tomorrow, and they've got the right arm on the mound to try and do that. Jonah Tong will take the hill up for the Cyclones to try and snap this 3-game slide. 2-1 record for him, a 3.38 ERA. It'll be Sebastian Keen for Hudson Valley, 6-5, a 4.55 ERA. Gates open 6 o'clock here tomorrow. Our coverage starting 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6.45. Leading up to the 7 o'clock first toss right here from Coney Island. Hopefully, for those of you tuning in on the MILB TV, the Valley Live side of things tomorrow, we'll have better audio. We again apologize for the issues cutting in and out throughout the course of the night tonight. We hope to have that alleviated ahead of tomorrow's ball game. That'll do it for us. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, My partner in crime, Johnny Adamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final tally, Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn nothing. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night at 6:45. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Monday evening, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.